Welcome to Relevant Live with Pastor Chris Sarno, a weekly podcast from Relevant Church in Daytona Beach, Florida. We pray this message helps you connect to God as you find your place, reveal your purpose, and unlock your potential. Let's head live to Pastor Chris for today's powerful message.
Gloria, we're still in our series about reigning. How many know reigning is important? Because if you don't know what you've been inheriting, you're not going to know what to expect. Today's a great word, man. I'm telling you. Not because I set it up. This is what God wants to leave you. Now, listen, man, you know, I started thinking about this and I was trying to I'm trying to get this joint heir thing and I'm not going to lose it. But when you receive an inheritance from someone, it's not really what you asked. It's what they wanted to give you. I talked to somebody the other day. I got these guys, you know, some of these guys I got around me, they're doing really well. And I got this one guy and he's hilarious. He's, you know, business. He's got a lot of money. And he said, I am not giving these kids all that money one shot. I was like, what are you going to do? He's like, I got it structured out. I go, what do you mean structured? He's like, 20, they get a little bit. 25, 35. This money don't get loose till 60 or something crazy. Like, they ain't getting all that money all one shot. These jokers are going bonkers if I give them that kind of money and they be buying God knows what. So I planned on just slowly but steadily releasing the money. How many know when I heard it, I laughed because I was like, but you know what I realized? It's your money. If that's what you want to do with your kids, that's your business. The inheritor does not look at the one he gets the inheritance from and go, that's what happened remember the story in the Bible? Right. Prodigal son? Yeah. Hey, give me mine. Yeah. Who are you to say, give me mine? Right. Who are you to ask for what? Now, he gave it to him because, what? You can get it. But I mean, you know, the attitude of the heart is what of the recipient is I'm receiving what someone wants to leave me. I told him in the morning, this was crazy. Somebody called me this week, okay? They're not watching because I know where they are. They're not here. They called me up. This was serious. Now, people have called me up and said this, and I understand this. And I went, like, Pastor, I want to leave you something. And I said, thank you. That's beautiful. God bless you. I really appreciate something that means something to them. I'm a very sentimental person. Somebody called me up this week and said, if something happens to me, I want you to take the kids. No, that ain't no joke. That's the God's honest truth. How many know that'll knock the living wind out of you? Not the responsibility of taking care of these kids, because I'd go get a full-time job on top of this to take care of three more kids. It's that you trust me enough to take your children if something should happen to you. That ain't no light thing, man. That's real. It's the truth. I don't lie about nothing. I said, dude, where are you going that you need to have? Like, what are you doing? They're like, no, we got to do something, and this is what we talked about, and if something should happen to us, I'm literally writing the living will as we speak, and I want to know the kids can go with you if something drastically happens to us. I said, yeah. It didn't take me long to think about it. I said, yeah, if something happens, I'll do it. And trust me, I'll do it. How many know that's big? Huge. And I'm sitting here and I'm going, but that's your desire. I'll do it. It's an honor, but that was your desire. And I started thinking about that's our Father's desire. That when it's a last will and testament, man. That's why I got an Old Testament and a New Testament. It's a will and testament. And Romans kind of says something like, to the death of the testator. When he's dead and rose from the dead, he releases the inheritance to the children who you are. Are you seeing this? This was his idea. Just like in the natural, somebody wants to leave you an heirloom or leave you something or blow your mind, say, can you take care of my family? Or that was their desire, not your choice, but your pick. So why are we not digging in this and just he left it for you. He wants you to have it. Why in the heaven would we not educate ourselves? Because how many know it's probably going to be better than you think it should be. It's probably going to be more than you think it should be. And sometimes if you're not careful, what you'll do is even though it's been left for you, you'll leave it on a table because you don't know it's there. You got to dig just a little bit in this and believe that if this is what he wants me to have, I'm going to take it. Now, I didn't say I deserved it. And I didn't say I earned it. And I didn't say it was my idea. But praise be to God. If he wants to leave it, take it. Glory to God. Come on. This is what I'm saying today. Look, don't sit there today and be like, well, you know, I don't know. What you mean you don't know? Don't worry about what you don't know. Let's see what it says and then take what he left. And if you don't take what he left, let me ask you a question just real quick before we get diving into this thing. If I left you $1 million and you left it in the bank the rest of your life, how do you think that would make me feel? Come on, right? Are you here or what? Are you hearing what I'm saying? Why would you leave it there? Why would you? Why? Why? Would you leave it? What an insult to somebody that left you something that you would not receive. So look, when we get in this thing, you start diving in this thing, you got to start asking yourself some real serious questions. Number one, what did he leave me? Number two, do I know what he left me? Number three, have I received what he left me? Because the guy that left it for you, he died to give it to you. He wanted you to have it so bad, God sent his only begotten son. Jesus paid the price for you to have it. How much more should we have our faith to take it? And you're not taking nothing that he didn't want you to have. You're taking exactly what it is he wants you to have. Look at this now. When we get into Romans 4, just pull this thing in. He starts talking about this thing. He starts saying, this is the thing. Look at that Romans. What is it? Romans 4. God promised Abraham and his descendants that they would have an heir who would reign over the world. This royal promise was not fulfilled because Abraham kept all the law, but through the righteousness that was transferred by faith. Here's what he said. He said, number one, he said, he left you a royal promise. What's this royal promise he left us? What do you mean a royal promise? That's what point number one's all about. A royal promise left for you to do what? Check this out. This royal promise is for you. This is one of the greatest things you and I could figure out, that it wasn't fulfilled because he kept the law, but it was fulfilled by faith. That's what I want you to see. God promised to Abraham and his descendants that they would what? That they would have an heir who would reign over the world. That's God's idea. Abraham, he told him, he said what? He said, I will give you the power and the ability to rule and reign in life. You ain't supposed to just be sliding through life. You're supposed to be reigning through life. And once you understand your position, that word reign means reign like a king. You're royalty. You're not beneath, you're not less than, you're more than enough. Amen? And you got to start, now here's what you got to start doing. You got to start seeing yourself in the light of where God sees you and stop leaving yourself caught in your own identity. So let's just look at Romans. We're going to keep looking at this 4:13. And then let's just look at 14. I want to read all the way down to 16 so you can see this thing. Right? For keeping the law earns the inheritance, then faith is robbed of its power. And the promise becomes useless. See that right there? So what is he saying? He said, if keeping the law, you know what that means? If you get all this stuff because of your behavior pattern, guess what that means? You earned it. It isn't because of our behavior pattern that we get it. It's because we believe by faith and grace kicks in. So that means this, your performance of your Christianity does not determine the blessing you receive at all. That's good news, because we messed up. Can I get an amen? You know what I'm saying? We're not thinking right. We ain't walking right sometimes. We definitely ain't talking right. Thanks be to God, God don't give us what we're thinking sometimes, but he gives us what he's thinking about us so we can be transformed in life. Can I get an amen? Because some of you have been cussing in your head all day. Some of you let it come out your mouth. It's okay. Hey, God ain't going to mess with that. You understand what I'm saying? What am I trying to get you to see? It's not based on your performance. It's based on my position. My position now has given me access into an inheritance. The inheritance is what? Bigger than me. And thanks be to God, it wasn't based on me keeping rules and restrictions. Otherwise, I would have messed this thing up a whole long time ago. Can I get an amen at Relevant Church today? Amen. Amen. Look right here. We're going to keep going. Now, you got to read this a little bit, right? For the law provokes punishment. And where there is no law, there cannot be violation of the law. That means what? Jesus took it away once and for all when he went to the cross, right? Now look at 16, right? The promise depends on what? Boom. You got that? It takes faith. Now, if you don't put faith in this promise, you ain't going to see it. All we got to do is believe. You got one requirement in life with God. Believe him. Just believe him. Faith comes by and hearing by what? The word of God. So if you can just believe it. Now, when you got to get to believing it, you cannot try to figure out how he's going to do it. That is not faith. Well, how he's going to do it ain't got nothing to do with believing it. How many of you seen God do something and it's the most unorthodox way of getting it done? You thought he was going to do it like this and he does it like that. You thought he was going to do this, he did it like that. You thought he was going to do this and he did it like that. You don't know how he did it, but he did it. And he's going to do it again. Now look what it says. Now just keep rolling because you read in and you're deep and you're smart. It is what? Experienced as a grace gift, and it extends to all the descendants of Abraham. What you are. This promise is not only meant for those who obey the law, but also for those who enter into what? The faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. That means you are the descendants of Abraham, so this is a faith blessing given to me and you. It's an inheritance of a promise that what? God wanted you to have. Okay, why is that important? Well, it's really important because this, boom. Point number two, this blessing was transferred by faith. Now, I want you to look at verse 16 because this thing starts really unraveling. I know we went there. So you got to have faith for the blessing. What is the blessing? That's all Deuteronomy 28, man. I'm blessed in the city. I'm blessed in the field. I'm blessed when I come. I'm blessed when I go. I got blessing. You were born into it. It's a birthright. Say this out loud. Say, my blessing was my birthright. Once you got in the family of God, you were blessed. Some of you got one of them family trees, you know, tell you where you came from. You know, you ever go to somebody's house, they got the crest of the family and all that stuff. It says all this. That's great, man. God bless you. Where you come from? Heaven. That's great. You came from, you know, Italy. Praise be to God. I'm like, hey, glory to God, man. Where you come from now? Heaven. Hey, you got to get your identity right, because if you don't get your identity right, you're never going to get this transfer right, because what you're going to do is you're going to keep thinking you're human. You ain't human. You ain't natural. You're supernatural. You're a new creature in Christ. See, here's the thing, man. Church got to break this down. You are a new creature. I don't understand what you mean, a new creature in Christ. You were born again, weren't you? If you've been born again, you're a new creature in Christ. I'm going to show you in a minute in Galatians 2:20 again, you ain't who you think you are. Well, I came from here. I don't care where you came from. You came from heaven is where you came from. Come on, somebody. If you're born again, your identification with Christ is key to understanding your position. If you keep thinking normal and natural, you're going to think, well, you know, I came from Brooklyn. Well, God bless you. That's great. But guess what? If you're going to identify there, you ain't going to identify in heaven. Sooner or later, you're going to start taking identification that I came from heaven. And praise be to God, heaven is my home, God is my father, Jesus is my brother, and I'm here to dominate the earth. That's what the Bible said. Who are you? I'm the 2025 prototype of Jesus Christ in the earth. Who are you? You crazy, bro. No, I ain't crazy. I've renewed my mind to what I am in Christ Jesus. You think you're a normal mortal man or mortal woman? You don't know who you are. The Bible says, who lives in you now? Christ in you. Do you not know that you are the temple of the living God? He's not living in the church. He's living in you. And if he's living in you, you came in the church and brought him. Can I get an amen in the house of God? That's the Bible. say, I don't believe that, preacher. Well, you don't know what you're talking about. I love you. God bless you. Hope you're having fun. But the truth of the matter is, that's 1 Corinthians. We believe the Bible around here. We are not pablum pumping pulpiteers. We are preachers of the truth. Amen? Hello? And the Bible said, this is who you are. And that is what you've been made. And this is what you can do. And we ain't settling till we see it. I'm not going to settle till you live it. I'm not going to back up on it till you're walking it and talking it and manifesting it in the earth. That's the truth. Because this ain't Reader's Digest. It's the Bible. Look at Romans 4:16. Now, you're doing good, but you gotta start identifying, man. That's who I am. I can't tell my friends this. That's why I told you to come to the men's meeting and get new friends. Because my friends got empires. I'm laughing. Ant's laughing, right? We were hanging out the other day. We ate lunch. You know what? He going to talk the way I talk sooner or later. Why? Because I ain't going to let him talk any different. He talks right. But if me and Kev hang out, you ain't going to talk no doubt and unbelief around me. Coach, we go see those young men. We're going to tell every one of those kids, you talk like a winner, you act like a winner, you are a champion, we don't lose. Man, what you mean you don't lose? We don't lose nothing up in here. Got a football team? Can you imagine going giving them a speech? Well, gentlemen, let's go out there today and give the best as we lose this game. Kind of ding-dong with that. Who you motivating? You ain't motivating nobody, bro. Win every play, win every down, win every... That's what you are. You're a winner, bro. You got to believe, like, well, you know, and then somebody, well, you know, you're going to have some days are no days. We win every day. That's what we do. So, you know, you want to get around the guys at the water cooler talking all that doubt and unbelief on the job? You're crazy. You got to elevate your mind to what the Bible says you are. And you ain't got to go Bible thump nobody. You ever get around people, they don't know you're a Christian? Oh, my God. Every time I go to grocery store, everybody talking doubt and unbelief. The kids will tell you, I take over the whole aisle. Man, I just change the whole atmosphere. Why? Well, you know, ain't nothing going. It's going to get better today. Glory. You know what I mean? Go in the produce section. Boy, these broccoli looks great. Hallelujah. They're all down and defeated and messed up and living with no hope. And you walking around. Yeah, I know. I don't know what we're going to do. You're supposed to be the church, man. Preserving the light and the salt in the earth. You sound like them, you look like them, you walk like them. No, no, you should look peculiar and different. Every time I get around that Brian guy, I don't know, I just feel better. He makes me feel good. You ain't saying nothing, you just living life. You got to get this mindset in you. More than a conqueror. Jesus is the undefeated champion of the world. Never lost a battle a day in his life. He ain't about to start losing. If he don't lose, I don't lose. If he don't stop, I don't stop. If he don't back up, I don't back up. If he don't run away from a fight, I don't run away from a fight. I never, never lose. I cannot be defeated. I will not quit. For the Bible said. For the Bible said. Yeah, that ain't what I see. I don't care what you see. You don't walk by what you see. You walk by faith. Change your attitude, change your mindset, change your whole, changes everything in your head. Man, praise be to God. Stop getting around these people that live in low life. Live the high life. That's what you got to do. The Bible said that. He said, press towards the prize of a goal of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. You got to press into this thing. The kingdom of heaven suffers violence and the violent take over. Get a little ornery about it. Say, I want my stuff. Look right here. Look at 16. Now, 16 is telling you, he's like, man, Pastor Chris, you excited. This is not excited. You should see me excited. The promise depends on what? We just read that, right? So that it can be experienced as a what? Now hold that down, right? Faith opens the door to this grace gift, which unlocks this inheritance, right? This promise is not only meant for those who obey the law, but also those who enter into what? Boom. The faith in Abraham. Now, what is the benefit package? Number one, righteousness. This just ain't stuff. Put down righteousness. Write it down. Right standing with God. You know, Jesus, that's part of the inheritance that me and you, you believe this? We walk into heaven just like Jesus walked into heaven. That's righteousness. This is crazy. I don't deserve none of this stuff, and neither do you, but I'm taking all of it. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? I told you all that, man. Remember when you went to that place you weren't supposed to go? They let you in. They made a mistake letting me in there. Because the minute I got there, I just believed like I was supposed to be there. Other day I pulled up, Joker had a Cullen. What is that thing, that Rolls Royce Cullen? Cullen thing, is that the one? Ghost black thing was nasty. Like, that car is probably like $1 million, $3 million. Mess with me, man. It jacks my faith up. I pull up right next to it. I said, praise the Lord. That thing's nice. I ain't worried about that. Why? Because guess what? That stuff shouldn't freak you out. You belong there. Don't you know who you are? Don't you know you a king? Pulled up. The thing was phantom black, matte, ghost. Man, I just want it because it's a ghost. The other thing is a Cullen or something. I don't know what it is. Somebody know what I'm talking about. Had a Urus over there, Lambo Urus. I said, my God in heaven, look at that thing. Praise the Lord. Man, you get around that stuff, you say, well, you know, God ain't never going to give me something like that. Yeah, he won't. Broke in your head. You broke in your pocket. Look, I don't care about all that. Jerry, the other day I seen that boat. Man, that thing ought to be $5-6 million. Fishing engines on that thing. Man, that thing. Man, we'd be offshore in minutes, man. That thing's like a helicopter to get you out there. Wah! I said, praise be to God. Brother Jerry need to get one of them. Glory to God, man. Come on, man. We go fishing in that. Wah! We just get there. You over there. How much did that cost? Hush your mouth how much it costs. God ain't never tell you pick up a bill a day in your life. Don't you worry about all that. So I'm like, I'm just trying to pay the rent. Praise be to God. He'll take care of the rent too. But here's what I'm trying to get you to understand. Righteousness. Righteousness means right standing with God. Why do I throw a little thing? You know why I throw those little things at you? To knock the religion out of your head. Because religion's trying to keep you broke, sick, messed up, keep you in a jacked up marriage, keep you stuck in addiction, keep you in all this nonsense. Religion's garbage. Jesus is freedom, and whom the Son sets free is free indeed. Come on, somebody. You know what I'm talking about. It's righteousness. Righteousness is right standing with God, not based on my performance. Ain't that the best? Ain't that the best? Why did I give you that stuff? Because I'm telling you, I don't deserve it, but I'm taking it. You can walk into heaven like you own it. Your father does. Dad, I know you always hear me. Praise be to God. Righteousness is a benefit because it produces justification. What did I say in Romans 5:21, right? I put that in there, right? Didn't I do that earlier? I think I put it in King James. Look at Romans 5:21. I think I gave him Romans 5:21. Maybe I didn't, but I did before, I thought. But I want you to look at this because I think it's important. Yeah. That as sin hath entered the world, watch, they'll find it. Romans 5:21. Ready? Grace came in, kicked in righteousness, put the blessing on me. That as sin hath reigned in the death. You know who brought sin and death in? Adam. Adam committed high treason and jacked up the whole earth. You understand that? Does everybody understand what I just said? Adam was the God of the earth, and when he got deceived in Genesis chapter 3, the devil come in there and deceived him, he gave the whole land lease over. And he took authority from him, and now Lucifer got to rule and reign. Even so, now, watch this. Even so, my grace reigned through what? Sounds just like it, don't it, Daryl? Okay, grace is reigning through righteousness. So what happens if you ain't got a righteous understanding? Grace ain't reigning in your life. You thinking? You thinking? I got your wheels spinning? You got to pay attention here. This is Bible school every Sunday. You know, I know some of you go to church. I go, I went to church. That guy just told me about a hum and a palm, and we got a palm and a hymn, and we left. I liked it. I really liked the parking lot, and I liked the rug, and I liked the wall. Okay, good, great. Now you're in the Harvard of Education of the Spirit. Get in here and let's go. Go to work. Pop that up there. Please, let them see it. Sin hath reigned unto, even so my grace reigned through righteousness. So when you get a righteous understanding, grace starts reigning in your life. See it? Like, I know who I am. Coach, right? Like, I know who I am. Carl, you know who you are? Once you know who you are, guess what happens? Grace is like favor rolling around, Billy. You just expect it. You start walking in it. What is righteousness? Right standing with God based upon not my performance, but his position that he gave me because of what he did on the cross. He made me righteous. So right now you sitting there, you were made. Made what? Made righteous. So it's like this. If you're a man, you were made a man. If you're a woman, you were made a woman. When you came into Christ, you were made righteous. You cannot undo what Jesus did. Your sin is not bigger than his cross. Your sin is not bigger than his blood. Your sin is not bigger than what he said he wanted you to be and become. You got it? So we got that. So I got righteousness. What else did I get besides righteousness? Glad you asked. You got a whole lot in this package, but one of the greatest things you got his faith. He gave you his faith, man. That's part of the inheritance. This is the big stuff. Once you start saying this stuff, all the other stuff becomes simple. Where do you see that? You see that in Galatians 2:20. Remember, we've been using that in the Passion. I like that scripture. He shows it. We win every battle because why? We already recognize Jesus already fought every battle you got and already won it. Oh my God, did you hear what I said? Did you hear what I said? He already won the battle. Don't y'all, you need to be shouting with your own shout. You understand what I just said? He already won. You worried about getting in the ring, Jesus already defeated your enemy. Man, you ever, come on, man, can you see this? He already won. So he already won. Before you get in the ring, you already won. You just got to stand there and say what? I win. You ain't got to fight. Just got to go, I win. Some of you need to get a little bold. Say, you know, tell the devil, say, don't let me go get my big brother. Remember last time he showed up? Whooped you stupid, stripped you naked, took the keys of the kingdom, prayed around like a fool. That happened in hell, by the way, if you didn't know. That's what happened. Don't make me go get him. That's why you got to stay in the name of Jesus. That joker don't know if it's you or Jesus. So next time you get in a battle, what are you supposed to use? Use the name of Jesus. Go, Jesus. He'd be like, oh no, here he is again. You can't make me one with the name if you don't want me to use it. You're in the name. You ain't in you no more. You in him. In him I live and move and have my being. So if I'm in him, he's in me. And if I'm in him and he's in me and he's in me and I'm in him, when I show up in the ring, is it really me or is it him? I told you what happened. I went to India. I'll tell you that story quick. I'm going to freak out the new visitors. Praise be to God. This place is normal, I promise. They sent me to India, man. Put me on a platform. 5,000. No joke. I'm in this thing 8 minutes with this dude preaching. 5,000 people staring at me. And I go, I'm freaking out, dude. I wanted to go home. And we ain't, you know what I mean? I was like, I want to get out of here. And they're looking at me 11 minutes into this thing and they're done. And here I got to do. Here I come. I said, unless somebody pops out behind this curtain, I got a lot of problems. I never done this before. First meeting we go. This joker takes me, tells me, oh, it's going to be good, my buddy. So, yeah, this is great, man. Get off the plane. I told you the whole story. We're businessmen. Everywhere on the plane, I'm a businessman. Can't tell nobody what you're doing because you can't really be doing what you're doing. You know, you're kind of like undercover. So I get there, man. I get off this plane. I walk in, and there is a bus, like, you know, one of those little buses like we got in the back, but a bigger one. And it's got my picture on there. Everywhere. And you know what picture it was? I told you this. The only picture me and this ding-dong got together was at his wedding. So there we are with, like, you know, tuxedo-looking things with corsages that are, like, barely cut out. On the side of Tony, I am not exaggerating one bit, on the bus, papers. Not one of them. Like, eight of them on each side. I said, Bro, look at the bus. Telling everybody on the plane, why are we going? We're businessmen. I'm a businessman. Yo, bro, our face is on the bus, bro. No, don't worry. Everything's all right. I'll get in the bus. Driving down the street. Every single street, there's me and Corsage Boy on the side of the buildings, man. All this scribble. I go, what's the sign say, bro? We're supposed to be businessmen. All this town, right? Oh, we got a billboard. Oh, I said, great. Let's go see that, too. There we are, me and Nitwit, billboard, all this scribbly writing. I said, what does the sign say? Somebody interpret, because we're businessmen. We're here on a business trip. Somebody interpret that. I'm like, hey, ask this kid, what's it say? Oh, that says, bring everybody demon-possessed, shot out, messed up, sick, blind, deaf. I said, you better come up with a good answer for this, bro. There's the billboards and the stuff everywhere. And I said, you gotta be kidding me, bro. I said, all right, you got it. All I got is 6 minutes. I just gotta give the altar call. Bro, they got up there doing this thing. 8 minutes in, they're throwing water bottles at them, falling on the ground. I'm in this grand poobah chair. Thing was bigger than heaven. Oh my God, I had tassels hanging off it. I'm in the thing back there. I'm going, my God, this is bad. This ain't like no T.L. Osborne video, Benny Hinte. I was like, you know, I'm like, touch, praise the Lord. What are you, brother? Would you feel on you? I feel like going home. That's what I feel like doing. Crazy, out of line. And they bringing in all this crazy stuff to me. And I'm sitting there going, what am I going to do? And God's like, you're going to figure it out right now whether you're going to go over or under, bro. And the thing that I got out of this was this. There was people there that were really messed up. And when I went near the people that were really messed up, some of them backed up. And I said, why are having these people backing up? I am scared out of my mind. I had never seen this before. Going to pray for sick people, people messed up. And I kid you not, as loud as today I can hear, the Spirit of God said, they don't see you, they see me. I said, what'd you say? In here, I can hear it because I'm scared. You ever been scared? You hear heaven real clear when you're scared. I got 5,000 people staring at me, man. Like, what are you going to do? I said, I don't know what I'm going to do. You better show up. Says, it's not my meeting. I'm not Jesus, you know, like the Jesus that needs to show up. I know I'm in you, but I'm hidden somewhere. I wish you would come up. And he said, they don't see you, they see me. That's what you mean, they see you. They said, no. There's a whole world you don't see. And when you get in the spirit world sees me in you. They don't see you, they see me. I said, praise be to God. So I'm a lot bigger than I think I am in my head. He said, yeah. I said, all right, let's go. Now I know what I'm doing. 3 minutes ago, I'm scared out of my mind. Now I'm an expert. Why? Because it ain't my ability. But you got to get to the, why am I telling you this? It ain't about me. You got to get to the edge of the battle. I didn't see the Jesus in me in the plane. I didn't see the Jesus in me in the bus ride. I didn't see the Jesus in me on the billboard. I seen the Jesus in me when the pressure showed up. What you going to do now? I'm going to stand here and say he can do it, even though I don't know what I'm doing. That's what faith is. It believes what it does not see. It expects what it does not see. It just works on the word. Faith in the word of God will manifest faith for your future. That's how you do this. You're going to be able to see a world that's not there. In the early days, though, I didn't know what was going on, so I just hang on. He gave you his faith. Look what it says here. That's what this says. Look, my old identity. Remember we've been using this scripture. Don't you like this scripture? Man, this scripture jacking me up. My old identity has been what? Has been what? Co-crucified. So that means, let me ask you a question. So that means you were crucified with him when he was crucified on the cross. Now, why? That's going to take a minute to settle in your head, but that's the God's honest truth. Read it. Is that... That's what it says. Read it slow. That's why I make you read it. Yeah, that's exactly what it's saying. Because that's exactly how God sees it. Were you not in him in the beginning? Then he's with you today. So if you're with him now, he was with you then, and then you're there now. That's what it says. Your old identity has been what? And no longer lives. So you don't really live anymore. That's what it says in the King James. Well, how the heaven am I walking around right now? I'm a walking dead man? Pretty much. For the nails of his cross, remember we've been here? Crucify me with him. Do you see yourself there? Well, I seen Jesus up there. The day you see yourself up there is the day your life changes. You ain't bound up by nothing, man. The stuff you battling, it ain't battling. Ain't no battle. The battle's over. You already died to it. You died to sin. You died to shame. You died to the pain. You died to it all. You just got to identify right. I've been crucified with Christ. Sin ain't got no dominion over you. Addiction don't have no dominion over you. Drugs, alcohol, all that stuff trying to hold you back, can't hold you back another minute of your life. You know why? Because you already died to it. You just got to tell it, it has no more place in you. You don't have to yield no more to this. You don't have to yield to the mental oppression. You don't have to yield to the depression. You don't have to yield that. All you got to do is tell it, you ain't got no right. He put nails in what? His hands. He put thorn where? On his head. What did he do? He bought it all back with that. He took dominion back and gave you the victory. Come on, somebody. You got to enforce this victory you got. Now look right here, right? He said, you got this thing, right? He said, you got it. He said, you got it. Come on. I got like 2 minutes. Come on, right? He said, you got righteousness, you got faith, and this last one, you got grace. Everybody say, I got grace. Say this out loud. Say, I got grace for the place. What place you sitting right now, you got grace for it. Say, man, this is a big one. Don't worry. God gave you grace for it. Oh, this is something big. Look what it says right here. And I like the amplified Acts 20:32. You see that? You know, man, you anointed. You got faith, man. But now you got grace for the place. When you see this Acts scripture, look at this. And now, brethren, I commit to you what? And I deposit. Look what it says. And now, brethren, I commit you to God, and I deposit in you his charge. I entrust you to his protection and care, and I commend you to the word of his grace. What do you mean the word of his grace? That's the gospel. It's the gospel of grace. Everybody's like, you know, oh, grace. Come on, man. Grace is an empowerment factor. Stop this. Grace is good, right? Watch this. To the commands and counsels and promises of his unmerited favor, it is able to do what? Watch this. Build you up. Come on, somebody. Come on, build you up. How many need to be built up? Come on, right? You start lifting weights, you get built up, right? You start getting strong, right? How many need to be built up and give you your rightful inheritance? Ooh, among all God set apart ones, those consecrated, purified, and transformed of soul. That's what starts happening. Now watch what happens. Grace. Now watch this real quick. We're done, right? Faith starts accessing this inheritance. This inheritance is everything. Now I'm going to show you what it is in a minute, okay? All of it, right? I was made righteous, inheritance. I got his faith, inheritance. I got grace, inheritance. So now grace taps into all this redemption plan, and all you got to do is believe. That's it. And then grace starts taking over. Grace is a force. It is the ability of God in me, giving me power to do what I could not do by myself. You got that? So you put it in. So I got grace for it, man. So if it's in front of you, you got grace for it. You got grace on the job. You in there tinkering with them boats, God will give you the grace for the thing. I don't know how he's going to do it. He gave you the grace to do everything you do. You just tap into a newfound ability you didn't have. Now, this is what I'm leaving you with. So let me just read this to you, and it's quick, right? What's our inheritance? It's absolutely priceless. There's nothing more than you can ask for than this. Number one, we're going to heaven. Praise be to God. That's the best deal, right? But we also got, you can play, we got translated from the kingdom of darkness. We don't have to live in darkness no more. Come on, man. Ain't that good news? I don't have to be bound up with that mess no more. I'm out, man. The light showed up. Praise be to God. How many knew the light showed up and you walked out of darkness? Ain't that good news? Woo! I got transformed from the kingdom of darkness. He shoved me in the marvelous light. Come on, somebody. Amen. That was his idea. Check this out. You ready? So I left darkness. I left darkness. I can walk in life. You ready for this one? Whoa. Check this out. I can experience forgiveness. Oh my God, I'm forgiven. Not only am I forgiven, I inherited forgiveness from past, present, and future tense. Amen. Ain't that a good inheritance? Ain't that a good inheritance? Check this out. Oh, you ready? How about this one? I got divine health. Woohoo! You don't got to be sick no more. You don't got, that was weak. You don't have to be sick no more. People, say like, oh, you know, you ain't got to be sick no more. He's got to give you a new heart. Come on, somebody. He give you a brand new heart. I got that in the Holy Ghost. You hear what I just said? He going to give you a brand new heart. Hallelujah. I got that in the Holy Ghost. What you mean you got to live sick no more? Well, is divine health divine? Is there sickness in heaven? I got this testimony. My buddy called me up. My preacher buddy. He's in South Carolina. He said, man, Pastor, we believe God. I talked to him this week because I'm going to South Carolina, you know. Tell all your family in South Carolina to come see me. I'm going for 3 days. But I'm not going to miss you guys. It's Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. So I'm coming, and I'm going to South Carolina. And he said, hey, Pastor, you said, you know what we did? We prayed for this lady. She got cancer in her body. They went in there and tried to go operate. They cut her open to look, and the cancer wasn't there. I said, that sounds like Jesus, don't it? That sounds like Jesus, don't it? Doctor opened her up, said, it ain't in there. It was there on the picture, but it ain't there no more. I said, that sounds like Jesus, right? Next time, check before they cut you. You don't have no snitches to prove. Come on, somebody, give me an amen. Sound like Jesus, don't it? That sounds like the Lord to me. How about some divine health? You inherited divine. I'm sick. Well, pick up your inheritance package at the door. You ain't got to be sick no more. Come on, you got to renew your mind to this stuff. Got to see what the Bible said. Come on, right? How about, you know, that's a good inheritance. People scared of dying. No. You're scared of dying for. You're just going to step over into glory, which means that's my inheritance. Heaven's my inheritance. Dying ain't nothing to be scared about. What's the matter with you? I don't want to leave early, but I got a lot of work to do down here. But scared to close your eyes and wake up in glory? What, are you kidding me? Heaven's your home. I'm going to show up and be, hey, where's my house at? I'm going to show up and go, I don't know what happens. Well, I don't know what protocol is when you get to heaven. I guess we bow, we leave the crown. First word out of my mouth is like, where's my mansion? Praise be to God. Who's my neighbor? Glory to God. Where's Adam? I want to slap him. Where's Paul? I want to thank him. Come on. Somebody give me an amen. Come on. What's happening? I don't know. You worried about going? I ain't worried about going. I'm going to be there forever. Glory to God. What you worried? What you scared about? Come on. Look. How about this one? Heavenly provision. What's that mean? Do you know what provision is? Money, man. That's what it is. You got all the money you need from heaven and the earth. Some of you should start cashing some checks. But where's my money at? Start walking around and say, God, no, that's part of the package. I'm just telling you what God said. If you don't want, hey, look, he died to give it to you. If you don't want it, you explain it to him when you go to heaven why you didn't take it. Don't say Pastor Chris didn't tell you about it, because I'm not getting in trouble for you, right? How about fellowship with God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit? Come on, somebody. I got the whole, how about this is the best for last? He saved the best for last. I inherited the Holy Ghost. The what? I inherited the Holy Ghost. Jesus said, it's good for me to go because I'm sending somebody to you as an inheritance. And he said he sealed it with the Holy Ghost. That's why we pray in the Spirit. That's how we got this thing to know we've been sealed. Amen. I got the Holy Ghost because of my inheritance package. This thing's so good, so great, so grand. You shouldn't live another minute without it. You should take everything you got and be in it. Let me pray for you. Father, I thank you for these guys. I thank you, Lord, that today their faith's going to a whole new level. Their life's going to a whole new level, and they ain't never going to be the same again because of what you're doing in their life. And I thank you, Father, that as this inheritance package is being revealed, they're going to see themselves greater than ever before. And Father, we thank you that they seek brand new revelation of what they've inherited, how to walk in it and walk it out. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. And if I said, amen.
Amen. And just do me a favor for a moment and just close your eyes and bow your head all over this building, because that inheritance package that Pastor Chris was talking about, there's only one criteria for you to receive it, and that is that you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. And you might be in this room today and maybe you've never asked him to be the Lord of your life. Maybe you've never made that decision, and maybe you have, but maybe you say, I haven't been living like he's the Lord of my life. Well, I have great news for you this morning. It doesn't matter what you have done, what you will do, what you are doing. We serve a God who loves us so much that even in the midst of our mess, he sent his only begotten Son to die for us so that we could have eternal life in him and that we could have the benefits here on earth as well. So this right now, I just want everybody to close your eyes, because I don't want anybody looking around, because it might embarrass someone or they might deter someone. And I want you to have this opportunity to know that right now, this is a moment between you and Jesus. And if you say you want to receive him this morning, whether you say for the first time or whether you want to rededicate your life to him, would you just do me the honor of raising your hand and say, that's me this morning. I want to make Jesus the Lord of my life. There's hands going up all over this building. That's the greatest decision you ever made in your life. I want to give you one more moment. If that's you, just lift your hand high and say, that's me today. I want to make Jesus the Lord of my life. You can put your hands down, and whether you're watching online, maybe you're watching online, you can make this decision right now. Let's just all say this together. Say, dear Jesus, I believe in my heart that you are the Son of God, and I confess with my mouth that you are Lord. Right now, I ask you to be my Lord, to be my Savior, to come into my life, to forgive me when I haven't pleased you. And from this day forward, I choose you. In Jesus' name I pray. And everyone said amen and amen. Come on and rejoice this morning. There were hands that went up all over this building. There were people. The Bible tells us that when a soul is saved, all of heaven stops and begins to rejoice.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Relevant Live with Pastor Chris Sarnum. If you are interested in learning more about Relevant Church, you can visit us at relevantfl.org. And don't forget to subscribe to our channel to hear more messages like this one every single week. Thanks for listening.